begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam, Sechel Shmita, Be'yev, and Seves Ram. When this Perek Rambam discusses Shmita's Ksafim, the laws of cancelling of monetary debts. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the thrust of this mitzvah, there's a positive commandment, Lahashmid Hamil V'Bishvias, to cancel loans in the Shmita year. Like it says in the Pasuk, in the Devarim, Shomait Kol Bal Masha Yodai, those who have in their hands a debt should release that. And whoever claims a debt that has already passed the seventh year of Allah to say violates a negative prohibition. Shemak says in the pasuk, but the lo yigoy sister Abes Achav, he should not come to claim from his friend or his brother. Now Locha Beis, Inchmitas Kesafim Nehegish Monetara, the laws of canceling the monetary debts is not biblically applicable. El Bizmancha Yevil Naik, only at a time when the Yevil, which is the cycle of every 50 years, only when that is an application. Sheyesham Shmita's Karka, that the Shmita year, that the Yevil year, is canceling people to ownership of lands, which is giving it back to its original owner, as Ram says in the next parak. Shari Yashab Karkal of Allah Balakasav, where the land is going back to the original owners without money. And when then Yevil applies, then the laws of Shmita's Kusafim applies Minatar. But there was a Kabbalah, and this is a halacha from tradition. The sages said, when you cancel land, when there's yoivul atamash mekasav, then you're going to cancel monetary debts wherever it is, whether in Israel or even out of the land of Israel. But when we don't cancel people's lands, ownership, you're not going to cancel monetary debts in the seventh year, even in Eretz Israel. Now, halacha gimel, regarding rabbinic law, that the cancellation of monetary debts applies even in today's times, wherever it is. Although there's no application of Yevil in today's times, but still rabbinically it is, so that it should not be forgotten, the law of that there is such a concept of cancelling debts from the Jewish people, and rabbinically it still applies. Now, Halacha Dalet explains the timing of this cancellation. The Shmita year does not cancel monetary debts. That's only at the end of the Shmita year. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, Miketz Sheva Shanim, at the end of 7 years, Tasa Shmita, you should make Shmita, Vezed Deva HaShmita, and this is the law of the Shmita. Now, so it says Miketz, by Shmita's Kesafim. Now, Bisham Mo'emer, and there's a Pasuk elsewhere that says, Miketz Sheva Shanim, at the end of 7 years, B'mayid, in the Yomtiv, Shnasa Shmita, after the Shemitah year, Bechag HaSukkos, in the Yantav HaSukkos, which is the halach of Hakil. But it says over there also Miketz Sheva Shanim. Now, Masham Achar Sheva, just like over there, is after the seventh year, which does the halach in the year right after in Sukkos, right after the seventh year, is when you have this halach of Hakil. Oh, so it's after the seventh year. Af Hashmat Zikzav Machar Sheva, so to the cancellation of the monetary debts, is also going to be after, it's told totally at the end of the Shemitah. Lafikach, therefore, if someone lends his friend money in the Shemitah year itself, he could still collect his debt the whole entire year because the cancellation is only at the end. But when the sun sets, the night of Rosh Hashanah, right, the year right after the Shemitah year, then he loses his debt. Now, aloha hey, shachat esapar v'chilka. Let's say someone slaughtered a cow and he divided it. Aldas, with the intention, Shayyim Rosh Hashanah Shal Maitzah Shviz. He was thinking that, okay, today is the first day of the year, in the year right after Shemitah, because it's Rosh Hashanah, which is the next year. So once Shemitah year passed, so he thinks there's no more cancellation for debts, for at least another 7 years. Now, the thing, what happened was that Benis Abr El, what happened was, is that El became a full month, instead of 29 days, which it usually is, became that of 30 days. And then they sanctified Rosh Hashanah only the following day, on day 31, not day 30. The Nimtza Yisayim Seif Shviz, it comes out that day he thought was Rosh Hashanah was really the last day of the Shemitah year of Dadam. So he lost his money that he lent, Shari Avah Shviz, Al-Khayf, because the Shemitah now passing on his debt, because it happens the moment of sundown, and a few hours before he went and people owed him money, it's canceled a few hours later, because it was actually not Rosh Hashanah, it was actually the last day of the year of the Shemitah year, and hence the cancellation of his debts. Lach above, the Rambam tells us regarding debts that are cancelled, and then there are certain debts that are not cancelled. Shviz Meshametis is a Milvus. Okay, so the seventh year cancels loans. Vafil a Milvus Shabishtar, and even a loan in a document, Shiesh Bechrayis Nechasim, which has insurance of a person's assets, Hariz HaMashmet, still the loan gets cancelled, And we don't say that, oh, what do you mean, a document that's waiting to be collected is like it's already collected as if he already has it. No, it's a debt, and it's a loan, and it's canceled. But let's say he designated from a field for the loan, saying that, okay, this will be, if you don't collect this, you'll collect from this field. Then it's not going to cancel because like the guy already owns that field. Now, Bashvius, the seventh year, Mishametis es Hashvua, it even cancels oath. So, for example, let's say someone's claiming from his friend 100 zuz. Another guy admits 50 but denies 50, which, based on the laws of Meidim Mikzis, when you admit partial, you're obligating the oath on the other half that you're denying. Now, if the Shemitah year passes, then he's actually going to be exempt now from ever having to swear about that Meidim Mikzis. Because Shnemet says in the Pasuk Le'yigois that you're not supposed to come and claim from him. Mekamokim. Whatever claims you had, you can't come anymore. Lo l'sham, not to pay, but lo l'sham, not even to swear. But in Halacha Zayin, B'med V'mum, when did we say this, that even from oaths are you going to be exempt? Is B'shvus HaDayanim, are the oaths of the judges, which is like the oath of Moedim Mikzis, V'chol Koyetzeba, Midvarim, or all similar types of things from things Shem Yodibahen, that if the person would have admitted to him, he's denying that he has to swear, but had he admitted, Shviz Misham Tassin, the seventh year would have canceled it anyway. So therefore, if he's not admitting and he's obligated an oath, the Shavu is also going to be canceled, because even had he admitted, the Shemitah would have canceled that. Now, regarding the oath of watchmen, Shemechinim, Shemesachim, where they have to swear that they were not negligent in regard to their guardianship, or Vahashutafen, which is similar to that of partners, which they're similarly like Shemesachim, one with the other. But Kiyetzim and Mishavu, so all the other types of oaths, that if he would admit Yisham, he would have to pay even after the Shemitah year because they're not loans, they're deposits. Then then this person who has an oath because he's denying it, he would have to take that oath, or even if not, whatever the obligation of the oath is, that would be even after the Shemitah year too. Halacha ches. Let's say hilvohu, let's say someone lends someone else money. With tvoy, and he comes to claim. The guy's denying the loan. Now the Shemitah year comes, and he still maintains his denial. But once the seventh year passes, then he finally admits. Let's say witnesses come and prove that he owes it after the Shemitah year. Then the seventh year is not going to cancel that loan. The reason for that is because since the seventh year only cancels only something that has a claim, and here there was no claim because the person was totally denying it, so therefore, it's not going to be canceled by the Shemitah year, and therefore he'll still own it. He'll still owe it after the Shemitah year. Halacha tes, hamal v'schaver. If someone loans his friend money, they make the date of the payment after 10 years, and obviously in 10 years is a Shemitah because it's every seventh year. Ein b'sham, it's still the Shemitah is not going to cancel it because ava b'shabola de lo yigoyis. Even though ultimately it's going to come to don't collect, which will be after 10 years, but harehu at malis now in the Shemitah year itself, similar to the previous halacha, where he cannot come and collect, and therefore it's not in the category of leigos, and therefore it's not going to be canceled by Shemitah. Let's say his name shleis peenu. Let's say he stipulates with him, look, I'm going to lend you the money as long as you don't come and claim it from me. Shviz mishamet is still the Shemitah is going to cancel, and the reason for that is because when the Torah tells you leigos, what it means to say is that the lender should have no obligations on the borrower at all. So you're right, although they're stipulating that he cannot collect it, but the borrower still owes and would have to return to the lender every single moment, so it's like he's intrinsically being collected from, and hence the Shemitah year. So it still qualifies for lo yigos, and therefore the Shemitah year will cancel it. Halacha yud. If someone lends his friend money, and he stipulates with him, so in the previous halacha we said he stipulated him that he shouldn't collect from him. Here we're not saying that. He stipulated him that the Shemitah year shouldn't cancel the loan. Still the Shemitah year will cancel it. The reason is, you can't say that the Shemitah year should not cancel it. That is a din, that's a halachic reality, and therefore you cannot nullify the law of Shemitah, which of course the Shemitah year is going to cancel it. Let's say he stipulates with him, that he will not cancel this debt. In other words, he will not exempt himself from his debt when the Shemitah year cancels it. He'll pay without considering the cancellation of the Shemitah year. And that he shouldn't remove himself from this debt even in the Shemitah year. Their tnoi kaim, their stipulation will be valid. And the reason for that is because it's not stipulated in the isser, in the prohibition of the Shemitah, that you can't do. But here, shekol tnai shebemam and kaim, any stipulation regarding monies, which is just saying that you will not get away from your, you will not exempt yourself from giving me the money, so it's a tnai shebemam, and that's valid. But nimtza zeh chiyav asma b'momen. So it comes, it's like as if this guy is obligating himself at monies, shleichiv atzer tayr, which the tayr is not obligating, but he's stipulating that he will give, shu chayv. So therefore he's going to be obligated to give even after the Shemitah year. Halach yiralf. Hakofas hachanus. The credit from a store in the Nishmetis does not become canceled in the Shemitah year. The reason that is because the norm is people get credit on credit on credit, and it doesn't pay until he owes them a lot of money at a later point in time. And it's not norm to come and collect. So it's as if he's lending it to him, let's say for 10 years, whatever it is, till after the Shemitah year, which we said previously that the Shemitah is not going to cancel it because there's no leigos over here, because there's no right, so to speak, to collect it now. Now, v'masal milva, but if let's say they turned that credit from the store, the debt from the store, the bill and the grocery, they turned it into a loan, which is, as the Rambam is going to shortly explain to us, that's when you have hamad b'din, when you take him to court. Then nishmetis, then it's like a loan, then it's going to be canceled. Schas sacher, the wages of a worker, in the nishmet, that's not canceled in the Shemitah year. Again, because there also it's normal for a guy, to work for a guy a year or two, whatever it is, and not to collect, so it's like a deposit, not like a loan. But from Zakov and Lebed Milva, well, let's say he takes him to court and he says, hey, you owe me the money, and it's like he owes him the money like a loan, like as if he's lending it to him till he pays it back, then Nishmat is going to be canceled. Halachid Beis Kenosis, regarding the biblical penalties, Shal Einis, of a rapist, of a Shamafata, of a seducer, of a Meitzei Shemar, or someone spreads false rumors about the woman that he married. So those penalties, although the Shemitah year passes, that he owes to this woman, in the Nishmatan, they're not going to be canceled by the Shemitah year. And the reason for that is because it's not really monies that the claimant needs to receive. It's money that the defendant needs to pay. And what does it help that if, let's say, that he can't claim it anymore, but he didn't pay, and he has that obligation. Now, if there's a kafim b'milva, but let's say they take him to court and they make it into a loan, again, then the shmud, then it's going to be canceled. And the Rambam qualifies what we were saying. The said, this kafim b'milva, when is it considered as if it was turned into a loan? Is mashas amad b'din. When you start a court case against that person and then they find him that he's obligated the monies, that's like as if you have my money as if it was loaned because you didn't pay it back, which you're obligated, then it's actually the Shemitah is going to cancel it. Halach Yud Gimel. Hamagarsh es ishtoy koidma Shemitah. If someone divorces his wife before the Shemitah year, and now he owes her the ksuba, the dowry, in ksubas in the Shemitah, the ksuba does not become canceled in the Shemitah year because it's not a loan, it's more like the credit from the store and the wages of the worker. Now, but bim pegomata, but let's say she creates a deficiency in this ksuba. In other words, she already received part of the ksuba. So actually through that, that transfers the ksuba into like a loan because already she started collecting. Let's say they turned it into a loan. Again, then the Shemitah is going to cancel it. If someone loans on security, on the collateral, say, the Shemitah is not going to cancel it. And the reason for that is because the creditor, he acquires that security. So it's like he already has the monies, and it doesn't have to go ahead, and it's not like a loan by the other person. But for who, that is qualifying shi ha'chayv k'neged ha'mashkin, that the debt is equal to the amount of the security. Because v'im ha'yosef, the debt was more than the security, mashma ha'yosef. So yeah, the security that you have is not something that you have to be yigas because you have it, so that will not be canceled. But the excess of the amount of the debt, that which you don't have security on, that will be canceled when the Shemitah year passes. Halacha tezvav. If someone gives over his documents, all the money that's owed to him, the deeds, and he gives it over to the courts, and he says to the court, "Atim gavuli chaybizeh, you collect for me these debts," in the nishmat, they don't become canceled. Because Nemet says in the pasuk, "Va'ashi yilucha esachicha," that which you're going to have on your brother, that you're not allowed to come to claim after the Shemitah. But the zeh bezin tov, and I said this, the courts are claiming, not the person. So that's not qualified in the iser of Shemitah. So to Bezdin, so to, let's say, a court, they set down the judgment. And they write in their own documents, Ish pleni, atachayv litn lezeh kach v'kach. That man is obligated to give to that person this and this amount. In nishmat, that doesn't become canceled. Shezeh k'gavahu, because that's like it's already collected. As if the claimant already has it, it's not like a loan, and therefore it's like as if he already has it, because the courts have that right, and therefore it's not, again, lo yigos, and therefore it's not going to be in violation of the Shemitah laws. Now, the Rambam tells regarding the institution of what's called the prosbul. When Hill the elder saw Shenimnu Malahal Bezezid, the people stopping to lend each other because they were concerned about Shemitah is coming and that's it, all my money is going to go down the drain. But even though because about turning the violin where it says, Natairah Hisham Lucha, safeguard for you, Penya Dava, because maybe there's going to be something in your heart that's unlawful and you're going to stop lending money, which is a violation in the Torah. But people were actually falling in that prohibition. So Hiskin Prusbul, so instituted what's called a Prusbul. Kadesh Le Shaman Achayv, so that yes, the debt should not be cancelled. Actually, Alva says so that people should continue lending each other money. Now, Ve'ena Prusbul Mayil, but this halacha of this rabbinic injunction in Prusbul is not effective. Ela B'shmitas K'safim B'zman Hazeh, only regarding the cancellation of monetary debt, which it will not be. That's only in today's time, Shemit Debre Seifim, which that's from rabbinic law. The laws of Shemitah K'safim. Of a Shemitah Shal Torah, but regarding when the Beis HaMikdash was around, when Shemitah was biblical, in a Prusbul Mayamba, then Prusbul is not effective. Halacha Yedzayin. Now, in Kaisim Prusbul, you're not allowed to write this Prusbul, this document. Ela Chacham Gedel Miyos, only very great sages of every single generation. Kibbeis Dina Shal Rabbamim V'Rabasi, like the courts of Rabbamim V'Rabasi in their generation. Why them? Shem Ruyin Lahavki Amom Ben Yodim, because they're fit to extract and exclude people's monies so that there's no cancellation of debts. I'm sure about they didn't, but regular courts in Kaisim, they cannot write a Prusbul. Halacha Yitches, Zeh Gufer Shal Prusbul, and this is the text of the Prusbul. Misrani Lechem, this is what the lender says, I give over to you plainly, plainly, Hadayonishim, Krem plainly, this person, that person, the judges of that place, Shakol Chayv Sheeshli, any debts that I have, Shagveno Kozman Sheerza, that I could collect it whenever I want to. Hadayon, the judges, if he's giving it over in front of them, or your Edom, or the witnesses, in other words, even witnesses, if you're giving over in front of them, that for the court that's somewhere else, Chesh Melmata, they sign the bottom, and that is the text of the Prusbul. Now, Halachi test is certain qualifications. In case of a Prusbul, you're not allowed to write a Prusbul, Ela ala karka. Only if the borrower has land. And the reason that is, because if the borrower has land, then it's as if that debt is already collected by the courts, because that's what we call Nechasim Shesh Melachrayis, there's something to that's concrete over there that the courts could say is theirs already. Now, in main karkala level, let's say the borrower doesn't have any land, no real estate. So meichale hamalva, so the lender sells him kolshu, even just a minute amount of land, b'teich sadeyu, in his field. And the reason for that is because since there's no halacha va'ina of overcharging by land, so it's fit to collect even just a small amount of land, the whole entire debt, because you could say that money of that small amount of land is worth that amount of the debt. So you could use that as a springboard for this prusbul. And I feel like kelach shel krov, even the amount of land that you could just plant only one stalk of cabbage is sufficient amount of land to give and gift and to sell to the borrower that he has land that could be used as what's now owed to the lender through the medium of the prusbul. Now, let's say hishiloi, let's say the lender lends to the borrower mokum space in his land, latana for an oven, a lakira, or for a stove. There are also kais from the prusbul, you could write on that a prusbul because since the borrower has permission to have utility in the ground, it's as if it's like his land. And again, you could use that as if now, so there's land over here that the courts then say that that is collectible already by the courts, which is like as if the courts have it, and therefore it's not a problem of this guy collecting after Shemitah. Let's say hoisloi sodom umishkenis, let's say the borrower had a field that was collateral, and that's either way, whether the field was the borrower's that was security elsewhere, or whether it's a field of others that was security by the borrower, be that as it may, that would be sufficient to write a prusbul on it to say that the borrower has land. Halacha chaf, you could write for a man that is the borrower, al nichsi ishtoi, it's not even his own land. It's his wife's properties, which are nichsi melug, which the husband doesn't own. He just gets the rights for the payers. That's also considered he has rights in the field. V'le yisayim, you could write for the orphans, al nichsi apotropos, when the caretaker borrowed for the purposes of the orphans. So although the orphans themselves don't have land, but the caretaker does, that's also sufficient to write a prusbul not. Now, ein lekarka, let's say the borrower doesn't have any land. But v'le arv yish lekarka, but the guarantor has land. They're also kesem le prusbul. You could write on that a prusbul. Let's say, that borrower had a debt that was owed to him by his friend. V'yesh l'chaber karka, and that second borrower has land. There also. Hoyel v'hu, since him, in other words, the second borrower is tachashibuda, is beneath the lien of the second lender, which is the first borrower. So, kais v'lav prusbul. So therefore, that also allows us to write a prosbul, because since the second borrower is meshubit to the first borrower, and then hence to the first lender, because of what's known as shibudid reb nasin, because if someone owes someone and that someone owes someone else, the first one now could collect from the third one. So again, that's considered also sufficient land to write a prosbul on for the first borrower. Halacha chavalf. Echad shalava mechamisha, one person who borrowed from five people, so trichin, so every single lender requires prosbul l'chol echad ve'echad to write their own prosbul for every single person. Whereas v'chamisha shalava me'echad, but five people that borrowed from one lender, da'ya prosbul echad l'kulin is one enough, one prosbul for them all, again, because the primary player over here is the lender. He writes the prosbul, he gives all his debts to the courts, so it depends on how many lenders there are. Chav beiz, kasav ha'prosbul t'chila. Let's say the lender first wrote a prosbul, and then he lent money. So in the moil, that's not effective, because the prosbul is only effective for pre-existing debts at the time of the writing. Ella rather, the debts will be cancelled until he writes a prosbul after he made the loan. So it comes out that you're going to say, shekol milva hakademis leprosbul, any loan that's preceded the prosbul, ain't in the shmetis, but prosbul is this. So it's not going to be cancelled through this medium of this prosbul. But if the prosbul was written before the loan, nishmetz per prosbul, it still will be canceled with this prosbul, because again, it's not effective only for the loan that was before it's being written. Now, halacha chav gimel, the figure, therefore, has a different halachic significance. Prosbul hamuktim kasha. A predated prosbul is valid, but a postdated one is possible as invalid. As Rambam explains, kids at house. So let's take Sava ben Nisan. Let's say the prosbul was written in Nisan. The hiktim zmanim adab, but they wrote it that it took place a month before. They wrote an earlier date of a month before. So kasha, it's going to be valid. Why? Because the lender is actually weakening his positioning. Because now, it's only going to cancel loans that took place up until Adar. Because whatever, like we said, was loaned after the prosbul, the prosbul is not effective. It's going to cancel. So what was between Adar and Nisan, which really he had the right to be cancelled, is not going to be, because they wrote as if it was an Adar. So what was after Adar is not going to be cancelled. So if anything, it's weakening the Malva's positioning, and therefore it's going to be valid. But if, let's say, they're post-dating it, and they're writing that, no, it's not, they didn't write the prosbul now. They're writing as if it happened a month later. Possibly that's going to be invalid, because this is strengthening his ability. Now it's not going to cancel until Ir, which is Shalei Kedin, which is inappropriate, because really it's not supposed to cancel after Ir. It should cancel all the debts after Nisan, because the prosbul is not effective. That's the thing that not Meshamed, and now it's not going to be Meshamed, which he's going to allow him to collect until Ir, which Shalei Kedin is inappropriate, because really, like we said, since whatever was after Nisan until Ir should be cancelled. And the reason is she'in dina shalai ashmet elad Nisan, because really, based on the law, it should only cancel up until Nisan. It should not prevent cancellation up until Nisan. B'shas mesiris at Ram Lebezin, which is the time when he gave over his statements to the courts. And again, therefore, post-dating is not effective. Pre-dating is going to be effective, because if anything, it's just taking away from his strength. Halach of Dal. Maiti shtar chayv achashvias. Someone produces a document of a debt after the Shemitah year. The ain't my prosbul, and doesn't have with him a prosbul. So avat chayve. So he's lost his debt because he doesn't have a prosbul, and therefore the loan was canceled in the Shemitah. But let's say he says, Hoili, I had a prosbul, but avat got lost. Neman is trusted. The reason for that is from his man hasakan of elach, because from the time of danger and onwards, where there was a point in history that the Jews couldn't fulfill the mitzvahs, and although the prosbul itself is not a mitzvah, but the Gentiles didn't allow them to do the prosbul, because it's through that it's recognizable the mitzvah of canceling of loans in today's times. So from that point onward, balchiv goy v'shleib prosbul, we allowed a creditor to collect without a prosbul, because the Rambam is going to tell us at the end of Halacha Chavav that there's a chazaka, a presumption, that a person would not do something in the prohibited way if he could do it in a permitted way. If you could have a prosbul, then you wouldn't do it without a prosbul. So he had a prosbul, it got lost, it got torn, he would tear it up, they wouldn't hold on to it because you're going to get caught and get imprisoned. But the point is, from that time of danger and onwards, we said the creditor could collect even without a prosbul. The lawyer, and not only that, moreover, when the creditor brings his document, or even if it comes to collect regarding an oral loan, we tell first to the defendant, we tell him shamli, pay him. Then if the defendant claims, and he says, what do you mean? I have principal shalom. What do you mean? It's after shmiti. Where's his principal? Then, only then, we tell to the claimant, look, and we even try to feed him. We say, did you have a principal that got lost? If he says yes, and then he's trusted. If he admits it, he didn't write a principal, then he loses his debt, because obviously it was cancelled by the shmiti. Now, by Yisayim, in Shechem principle, the orphans in general, and that we said that even though there is no sakana right now, that original sakana remained, and that's why we say from that time onward, we keep that halacha, even though now we could have a principle. But again, we maintain that positioning for the strength of the lender. And now the Rambam is saying, by Yisayim, in Shechem principle, the orphans, they don't even need principle at all, because the whole point of a principle is to give over your documents to the courts. Orphans, they don't have a father, so the court is like the fathers of the orphans, and automatically the documents are like it's given over to the courts, which again, like we said in Halacha Tezvav, therefore the Shmiti does not cancel their loans. Let's say the lender produces a prosbul, but Ton HaNitvav Aman, the defendant claims, and he says, Melvuzu Shoy Teveya, this loan that he's claiming, Acha prosbul Zeh Hayasa, this loan was actually after he wrote the prosbul, and as we said in Halacha Chabez, the prosbul is not effective for a loan that came after that. But Teveya, the claimant says, what do you mean? Couldn't prosbul? He says, that's not true. The loan was before I wrote the prosbul. So Teveya Neman, so the claimant is trusted. And as we're going to shortly say, the same idea, because since the Chacham instituted prosbul, you have an easy way of collecting your money. So we have the presumption a person would do it in the right way, not in the prohibited way. So it was definitely he made the prosbul after the loan. And the reason is, She'ilu Amar, because had he said, Hoyli V'avad, let's say he would have said, I had a prosbul and it got lost. Neman, he would be believed. We wouldn't even know the date of the prosbul that he lost, and still we would believe him. So obviously we trust him regarding the date. Here also, when he actually has a prosbul, for sure we believe him regarding the date that was after the loan. Halacha chavav. Tana nitbav amar. Let's say the defendant claims and he says that milva yesh loy etzli, that there is a loan that he has by me. In other words, but since the lender doesn't have a principal, so the loan that he had by me is cancelled. But the claimant says, no, it wasn't a loan. You're right, if it was a loan, it would have been cancelled, because I don't have a principal. But it wasn't a loan, it was a store credit. She'in nishmetis, which, as we said in Halacha Yirav, doesn't get cancelled. Shahari loizakavtia milva, I didn't turn it into a loan. And again, the claimant is believed, and the reason is like this. Because if he wanted to, he could say, you're right, Milbahayasa was alone. A principal Hayali Bhavit, but I had a principal who was lost. Now, why is he trusted to say that which we were quoting this idea in the previous halachas? Shakimit Shatikna Chacham principal, because once Hilazaka, once the sage instituted the principal, and you have an easy way of being able to collect your money, Chazaki, it's a presumption. A person would not leave a permitted way of following halacha, and eat something that's forbidden, and therefore we would believe him with that migui that he would have that, and therefore, even if he's saying that it was a store credit, we believe in there too. Halacha v'zayin, tamid chacham, tamid scholars, shehil b'zeza, that they loan each other, umasa dvar v'letamidim, and they give over their words in front of the students. Ba'aman, he says, meistran nilchem, I'm giving over to you, shekol chayv sheyeshli, any debt that I have, shekven ekozman she'eretza, that I can collect whenever I want to, in a tzarech lift a principle. Doesn't even have to write a principle. And the reason is, m'neishem yoidim, since they, Talmudic scholars, they know, shashmatis k'sav mezman zem nevreim, that the cancellation of loans in today's time is only rabbinic. And just with words already would override that rabbinic law of canceling the loans. In contrast to regular people, they think that even today's times, the laws of Shemitah of canceling loans is even midday raisa. So the Chum necessitated that they have a prosbul to give it over in front of a chash of a bezin, like we said in Halacha Yitzayim, because if we're going to be lax for them, they're going to come to be lax in the whole halacha of Shemitah Ksafim. But the Chum Mindacham, who know, don't need to write a prosbul, it's enough. We're just giving it over orally that their loan shouldn't be canceled. The Rambam tells us regarding the giving back of the debt and also regarding those who don't want to lend money anymore. So, whoever gives back a debt, with the Shemitah already passed, without a prosbul, the spirit of the sages is pleased with this person. And the reason for that is so that it won't stop people from lending money. But the lender has to tell to the one who's giving it back to him, Mashmanani, I cancel. You're already exempt from me. And Amalai, and then the borrower says, Afapikin, even so, Ritzaini Shetakab, I want that you should take the money. Then you come and then you can receive from him. Because it says in the Pasik, Lo Yigas, don't come to claim. Very Lenogas, and it didn't come to claim. But Va'al Yemele, he shouldn't tell him, I'm giving to you from the debt that I owe you. No. Eli Yemele, he should tell him, Shalihim, you're right, it's my money. It was canceled with the Shemitah year. But a matan on the nice enough, but the bar is saying, I'm giving to you as a gift. Now, halach of test, let's say herzlo chayver, let's say the bar gives back the debt, but lo emakan, he doesn't say that he's gifting it to him. So, mesavi may be dvarm. So, the lender tries to get in the conversation with the borrower, Achay Yemele, until the bar will realize and he'll say, oh, you're right, right. It's after the Shemitah year. Shalihim, it's really mine. But matan the satan loch, I'm gifting it to you. But if he doesn't end up saying that, the lender should not receive the money from him. Rather, the bar should take his money and leave, because again, we don't want to be taking as if the Shemitah year did not cancel the loan. Halacha lamed. If someone holds back from lending his friend money before the Shemitah year, because he's afraid that maybe the collection of the debt might become delayed, and that's going to be the Shemitah year, and the loan's going to be canceled. Other b'lay say if he stops lending because of that, he's violating a negative prohibition. Now, like it says in the pasuk in the bar, "Misham lochav v'gomer, safeguard for yourself, etc." Which it says if you're not going to lend the money, and the chet gadlu, it's a great sin. Shari zero love Torah b'shnei love, because the Torah is warning it regarding with two negative prohibitions. Because Shneimer says in the pasuk, "Hisham lochav pen v'gomer, safeguard for you, lest, etc." Now, v'chamak Shneimer, "Hisham oy pen o al." Whatever it says in the Torah, safeguard or lest or don't. Harei zemitz loisa, that's a negative prohibition. It says both hisham lochav and pen. Two licenses. Moreover, the Torah is very particular about this evil types of thoughts. And it calls this type of person Blial, a wicked person. And moreover, the pasuk continues, Lahazar, to warn, Latavis, and to command, Shleimana, that the person should not hold back, Eliyit, and rather he should give. Which that's Hazar is Loisa, and Tavis is a positive commandment. Like it says in the pasuk, Nosantitin, you should surely give him. That's the Tzava. And it is a hazara, and your heart should not be evil from giving him. And Hashem Yisbarach guaranteed b'schar mitzvah zu, and the reward of this mitzvah ba'il mazeh in this world. Shlom, like it says over there in the pasuk, ki beklal hadav hazeh yiradecha v'gomer, because of this thing, if you're going to lend, you're not going to hold back from lending, that God will bless you.